Big Cowboys story today. Looks like they are about to sign Greg Hardy, the controversial pass rusher. And so joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about this is none other than the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. You're getting it done.
Thanks.
We're trying.
Good. Like to hear that.
So what is this? This whole Greg Hardy thing doesn't seem to mesh with your message of we want character guys.
One of the things I pride myself on is my emphasis on emphasizing the moral character that I seek and expect out of all our football-playing football players and personnel.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the game of football should be about character, and football is no exception. We at the Dallas Football Club want only quality young men and women to apply for our open positions in football. We seek young men and women who have strong values, and that's important to emphasize, values. That we want people who are diligent, hardworking, loyal. In short, they're individuals with character. That's important. But if you're 6'4", 280, and can get to the passer, I can let the character thing slide. We're very excited about Greg Hardy. Now, if you define character as having 26 sacks in the last 2 years you played, then I say Greg Hardy has character. He has character. That's the kind of young man you want.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems to be kind of a switch for you based on what you've been saying for the last couple of years.
Jody, there's no switch here. There's no switch. We're consistent that we want to emphasize that we want character. And I also want to emphasize I don't condone hitting women. Don't condone hitting women.
Well, that's good.
Don't condone hitting women. No, it's time to X out domestic violence. Dez said it best. Don't condone it at all. But let's talk about Greg's penchant for hitting opposing quarterbacks. That's the kind of hitting I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see that, I guess.
Redirecting there. All right, well, there's a lot going on with your team. We haven't had a chance to talk to you about the departure of DeMarco Murray. I know that's got to be a little disappointing and certainly a big shoes to fill.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate you saying that. Appreciate you saying it this morning. This morning was a good time to say that, yes.
Thanks.
The DeMarco Murray loss really hurt. I mean, now our club doesn't have any black people in it. And I'm talking about the basketball butt buddies club. The club that I have. That hurts. Now it's just me and two other white guys. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, you need some cred, don't you?
We need some cred when we're sitting courtside.
So there really is a group called the basketball buddies then?
No, basketball butt buddies.
Okay.
What we call it. Get it right or don't get it at all.
Okay, ooh, wow. Okay. Sorry,
have
Coach.
Character.
I'm sorry,
have
Coach. So do you feel good about Dez staying here and not being upset with the fact that he was franchised and not given a long-term deal?
Look, Dez is a man of character. That's why we honored him with the franchise tag. That and because we didn't want to pay out the wazoo for him. Just get an average there. Get a little bit of an average going.
Yeah.
But at least we signed Cole Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Beasley is a guy with character.
Mm-hmm.
He has character, and he looks like the character from Blue Lagoon that stooped his sister. All right, I enjoyed that.
Quite a callback.
I enjoy it. Hold on. Detecting malware. Threat. Limiting incoming connections. Isolating threat. Good morning.
Okay. Oh, no. He got a bug or a virus of some sort.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the fake Jason Garrett.